Hello everyone, welcome to New Sex Tour Review, and today's product is the Sohimi Best Pocket Pussy by Sohimi. And I don't know how you messed this up, Sohimi. You called this toy Best Pocket Pussy. And the thing is this actually not only isn't a pocket pussy, it's an oral sex suction massager, unlike most other suction toys I've reviewed. Because, I've reviewed plenty of these toys before, which have, a suction feature where the insert tightens and it simulates an actual girl sucking on your cock. Or a man sucking on your cock if you're gay or bi. Whatever, I'm not here to judge. What I'm saying is, 99% of the time, when I review these toys, they have a vagina insert. Instead of having a mouth, they have a vagina. So you're putting your dick into a vagina insert, and then it's sucking and clamping and simulating getting your dick sucked, but the insert is a vagina and not a mouth. So Sohimi has an actual suction-based oral sex simulator with an actual mouth, which is awesome. That's one of my main complaints with some of these toys, and they call it Best Pocket Pussy. So how do you do that? This clearly isn't a pussy. Look, it's got teeth. It's got teeth, Sohimi. This is clearly isn't a pussy, and it has suction. So it's not a pocket pussy. I don't even understand. I know there's a language barrier, English isn't their first language, but come on. Come on, guys. I believe in you. Anyway, let's talk about the actual toy. So this is a... Obviously, it's a suction toy. It also has a bullet vibrator. Let me take the insert out, you can see. So the bullet vibrator goes into this cavity, and it connects to the toy via a wire. So you don't have to worry about separately charging a battery for the bullet vibrator, which has happened in some toys. It's all powered by the same power source. Now, one thing to note is the insert has a hole at the bottom, and it goes all the way through. I'll show you that. Uh-oh, the cap came off. See how my finger pokes through? So the downside of this toy is when you come, the cum's going to come all the way out the bottom. Hold on. Let me take this out. There we go. So the cum's going to come out the bottom, and the cum's going to go to the bottom of the toy. Actually, let me show you the, let me shine a light down it so you can see. So down there is the, there we go. Down there is the suction. Now, here's the problem, and I've seen this with other toys which have suction. If you're coming down into the toy and it's not being caught by the insert, the cum is going to get into the tubes of the suction, and you're not going to be able to get it out because it's going to be down there in the toy, and eventually your toy is going to smell. So, as much as I appreciate the ease of clean that having the hole at the bottom is going to provide, I've used enough of these toys to know that if you don't have the insert catch the cum's going to get down into the suction part, it's going to get in the toy, and it's going to gum up the works. So you have to almost wear a condom or pull out, which that's real talk for a second. One of the main benefits of getting your dick sucked as opposed to sex is you don't have to wear a condom. A girl can suck your dick and swallow your cum, and you don't have to worry about pregnancy and stuff like that. So if you have to wear a condom to use an oral sex toy because your cum is going to gum up the mechanism for the suction, it kind of defeats the purpose. So I'm not really sure what the answer is. There shouldn't be a hole here. If you had to make the insert a bit longer, or if you had to, do something. But the hole here is going to cause long-term damage to the suction. Unless you have some way to keep the cum from getting in the suction. But, cum is a liquid. So how are you going to pull the air out of the chamber to create the suction, but keep the liquid out? You need to have a closed insert. And the thing is, when you have a closed insert, you can still feel the suction, because as it sucks the air out of the chamber, it does tighten the insert from the vacuum effect. You don't need it to actually suck through the tube. And if you want to have it suck through the tube, you need to have some way to redirect the cum away from the suction. Think of a wet vac. So you know how wet vacs work? like science moment. So the way a wet vac works is the suction goes down into a, like a bucket, and then there's a separate suction device sticking at a different angle. So as the liquid gets sucked into the wet vac, it goes down into the bucket, but it's not powerful enough to get sucked into where the vacuum is actually being affected. So it pulls liquids down into the bucket, but not up where the actual motor is. So this may increase the price of the toy, but I mean, these toys aren't cheap. I mean, these toys are like $50. So if you're gonna drop 50 bones on a toy, you want it to last. You don't want it to stop working after a couple weeks or a couple months because your cum got into the motor. But anyway, okay, so we'll put it back together. There's a separate thing, which is, I mean, as you saw, I was able to take the insert out easily without this separate cap. So this cap really adds nothing. In fact, yeah, this cap adds nothing. This cap adds nothing. You can easily get the insert in and out because it's TPE, which is very stretchy. So having the cap screw on and screw off adds absolutely nothing. So anyway, all right, so there we go. So here's the buttons. There is a micro USB charge port, which is cool. You have the power, and then you have the vibrations, and you have the suction. All right, so turn it on. So you see the green light. All right, so the bullet vibrator is going. I know you can't hear that, but can you hear that? All right, hear the ASMR oral sex bullet vibrator. Anyway, that's the bullet vibrator. You can feel it just by touching the insert. It's a pretty powerful bullet vibrator. So we'll turn that up. There we go. We have it on high. You know what reminds me of? What were those toys? The singing toys where you squeeze them and they go. You know what I'm talking about? There were like these toys. They look like little kind of Muppets. And they'd open their mouth and they'd make a noise like this. You know what I'm talking about? Come on, someone in the comments knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, so you got one of those. You got one of those singing toys that makes like a tone when their mouth opens. You can have them sing you a little song. Anyway, okay, let's turn on the suction. Oh, well, I'm sorry. You click the center one to get the suction going. This other one actually causes the suction to stop. So if it gets too intense, you can hit that button, but you click the center one. So you can see, you can hear it. You can hear essentially the air compressor, I suppose, like pumping the air out of the toy to create the suction. So, I mean, it feels good. You can hear I'll create a vacuum, you can hear it. Oh, it sucked it up. Okay, didn't mean to do that. You hear that? It kind of sounds like a kiss because of the vacuum. Hear that? Yeah, so that's the suction. So you get a good suction, and you get a little vibration. And there you go. That's all it does. That's all the toy does. It has the bullet vibrator that vibrates, and it has the suction to create kind of a sucking effect. Now, the fact that the insert got sucked down into the toy, I mean, look at this. Here, I'll just push it down. See, like, it just, that's what can happen. The cap does screw off, but it doesn't seem to do anything. There needs to be a way for this. If you're going to have the cap screw off, it should hold the insert more securely. So this cap doesn't really screw on very, or it screws on tight, but it doesn't seem to have any effect on the insert. Look, I can easily take the insert out despite the cap being screwed on tightly. So I don't really see what the point of that was. Other than that, you know, I've made my voice heard on the other criticisms of this toy. I do applaud. I need to give them credit for the fact that they used a mouth insert as opposed to a vagina insert. I don't know why everyone keeps getting this wrong. But aside from that, I have a lot of problems with this toy. The insert needs to be closed to prevent cum from getting down into the mechanism. But that's about it. If the insert was closed and this cap held the insert more securely, especially when you have a vacuum, like imagine, so the vacuum's coming in there. Imagine it just sucks the insert down like that. You know, that's not good, 'cause, and that will happen. So you have to have the cap kind of hold hold it in place, and it just doesn't. See right here? Like, it just screws right on. There's nothing there. There needs to be something for the cap to grip onto the insert with, so that the insert doesn't get sucked down into the toy, which could possibly happen. It wouldn't be the end of the world, but it would, you know, obviously take you out of the moment if he had suddenly stopped the toy because the insert was getting sucked down into it. So, all in all, a good attempt. It did some things right. It did some things wrong. With some minor tweaking, I could see this being an absolute highly recommended toy. If you're into that kind, like, a blowjob has many things going on. You have the suction. You have the tongue going up and down your shaft. You have kind of, usually when a girl's sucking your dick, she'll also like jerk you off too. She'll like churn the butter, you know, like go down there, suck your dick for a bit, then kind of jerk you off a bit, and then suck it some more. And, you know, there's a whole thing going on. Like, sucking a dick, it's an art. It's like a ritual. There's many parts to it. So this toy doesn't simulate the whole blowjob. You know, you're not getting the tongue. You're not getting the hand job. You're just getting the suction and the vibrations, I guess, if she's giving you a Hummer. So, I mean, it's not bad. It's just, I have problems with the longevity of this toy because of the way it was designed. And, but that's about it. That's about it. A good toy. If you've never tried one of these suction masturbators, they're worth a look. Is this the one I would recommend? Possibly. I mean, I haven't really found one of these toys that really just blew me away. So this might be a good entry point, but it is kind of pricey. It's $47.89, which is a little bit pricey for a toy like this. I do have a 15% off coupon code, so you can save a little bit of money if you're interested in a blowjob toy like this. But I do think if they fix some of the issues that I talked about, this would be an excellent toy. Also, Sohimi, don't call this best pocket pussy on your website. It just embarrasses us both. This is clearly a blowjob suction masturbator. And it even has a mouth on it. So come on, Sohimi. Come on, I believe in you. I believe in you. Anyway, save 15% with the coupon code at the Sohimi website. It's good on the whole site. So maybe you don't like this toy, you want to check out the rest of their stuff. The 15% off coupon code will work with whatever you buy. So thank you, Sohimi, for this toy. I appreciate your faith in me, and hopefully you take this constructive feedback and you make the toys a little bit better, which I think would make everybody happy. So thank you, Sohimi, for sponsoring this video. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.